The Ghana Urban Water Limited has apologized to consumers in Accra and Tema for the erratic nature of supply in recent times. The public relations officer Stanley Matit explains to Radio Ghana that the situation is due to a break in power supply. He says the company is working hard to improve its services from where AVRL left off. Mr. Matit spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
On Thursday, we had some challenges with power at Accra Headworks. We had to shut down till we had power again after 12 hours. After we had power and we started production, and the main transmission line that transports water from Kwong to Tema booster station to give way, and we had to shut down again to have a repair. It took us close to 12 hours to complete that repair, and immediately after that, the line gave off again, so we had to shut down again to enable repairs to be done. We have been able to complete the project as of Sunday, and we have started production. We have realized that the transmission line is quite old, so when the pressures are very high, it affects the pipelines because most of them have been corroded and it cannot contain the pressure as much as it used to. So we have lowered the pressure a bit and water is getting to our Tema booster station, and we are hopeful that by close of day today, the water situation should stabilize in the eastern part of Accra. We are also following our rationing program, so consumers will get water on their rationing day. We are hoping that things should get to normal by the end of this week when we have completed a full rationing cycle.
Is it the same situation that explains what is happening at Dansoman and Tabora and other places?
Currently, there isn't any problem in the western part of Accra. We had some challenges last 2 weeks, and that resulted in the shortage in the western part of Accra. That one, the first problem was power outage, and then the second one was a perforation of a main transmission line by the contractors at Malam Junction. We have solved both problems, and the water situation in the western area is stabilized.
This is interesting because you still have complaints from people from Dansoman in Tabora for about 1 month. They've not seen water.
We had problems in the western part for 2 consecutive weeks. Because for a very long time, there wasn't water in the lines. Most of the lines were depleted. Most reservoirs were depleted and all that. So it would take a bit of time for the lines to be charged, for reservoirs and for the levels of reservoirs to be built and all that.
Do you have any permanent strategy to deal with this erratic water supply system?
Yes, but the situation is that with the facilities and the conditions under which we work, some of these things occur unceremoniously.
The new company, the Ghana Urban Water Limited.
The Ghana Urban Water Limited is in operation at the moment, and we are managing the operations of the Ghana Water Company Limited.
And what can you do differently from what AVRL was doing?
This new company is a pure Ghanaian management. We are doing our best to improve on the situation from where AVRL left off.
Public Relations Officer of Ghana Urban Water Limited, Stanley Mati, explaining the poor water supply situation in Tema and parts of Accra in that interview with Bubu Klinogo.